Hello?
Hey, William, if you didn't want to talk to me, you just had to say so.
No, we got cut off somehow.
Fine, man, you're fine. No worries.
Yeah, so anyways, I had the kitchen, you know, completely redone, including the tile floor put in and all of that. It has marble, you know, countertops or granite countertops, and so that sort of thing. And the house, of course, had to be completely repainted, and the floors, as I said, were redone. And the, you know, the floors, when the floor man came and looked at the floors, he was shocked because the downstairs floors are all inlaid oak with walnut inlays all around, and the upstairs floors are all hardwood and they're hard of pine. He actually told me that the it would cost over $100,000 to put the flooring in that's in this house, in a new house. So you know, take that for what it's worth. But
do you still have those oak and walnut floors?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I had them sanded and refinished.
Gotcha. And you said you've owned it for 7 years. Is it free and clear at this point?
Yes.
Okay, understood. All right, that's good to know. It's all going to your pockets. You don't have to pay any loans or any taxes on it.
No.
Okay. All right, William, I think I got some good information here to pass along to my partner, Forrest.
I forgot this.
Go ahead.
I put a new heating system in the house.
Okay, I'll write that down.
Which was a fairly substantial outlay.
I understand. Okay, I'll write that down for him. And
and also, I forgot this too. I had to put 32 new windows in the house, and they're all thermal, you know, windows.
Okay.
Because it just had double sash windows.
Yeah.
So that was a fairly substantial amount as part of that.
Yeah, it sounds,
you know,
100 like,
plus that I put in it.
Yeah, it sounds like you were investing in a forever home.
Yeah, I was. As I told you, my wife was born in Ashland and grew up in Ashland. And so this house belonged, you know, and her oldest sister lived here. She has since passed away, but she and her husband, you know, lived here, and her family was raised here. There's only been three owners of this house.
I got you.
Her husband's father built it back in 19. He was the clerk of the courts here in Hanover. And he built it, and there's another house that my niece lives in up the road a little bit. And they just didn't have the financial wherewithal to, you know, when they inherited it, to do all the things that I did. So, but I had to buy it from them.
I got you.
So I paid the market price as it was, as it stood, you know, 7 years ago.
Yeah, what was the market price back then?
The house in the original condition, you know, the condition that I found it in, was $275.
I got you.
Yeah, so.
And it's definitely gone up since then.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, so anyways, I look at the real estate market, in Hanover County fairly often, and have even looked for other places, that would suit our needs in Hanover. It takes quite a lot of capital, just to maintain this place,
Yeah.
if you can imagine.
Oh, I can imagine.
It's got a gigantic yard. It's got a
Who's cutting
pool.
that grass for you? Who's cleaning the pool out? Okay.
I do that.
That's a workout.
But I'm getting to the point now. I'm almost 80 years old, and so I have to hire people to do everything now. Cut the grass, do the pool, all of that, things that I used to be able to do. And that's just part of growing old. You get to a point where you just really either can't afford it, or you can't do it physically, and that's pretty much my case.
I hear you.
Although it is, a substantial amount of money, just to keep the place going and the maintenance and upkeep.
Oh yeah, I'm sure that pool is pricey as well.
Well, I mean, if you have a pool man for that, it's a 20-by-40 pool, and that's over $300 a month.
Jeez. I hear you.
So,
Well, William, I'm gonna have to let you go. I
yeah,
gotta
okay.
hop on another call here, but no, I definitely wanna further the conversation. I'm gonna pass along to Forrest McGee, and hopefully we can work something out for you guys, put a little more money in your pocket so your new wife can explore the world or do whatever y'all are trying to do.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks for calling back, and maybe I'll hear from you in the future.
Yes, sir. All right, man. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.